Here at Mineral Area College, going to talk it over with Tim Copeland, the head coach of the Mineral Area Lady Cardinals. First of all, congratulations, Coach, on a big win here tonight. This was a team that really looked like after that first set they couldn't be denied, met a little adversity, but they fought back and they played really hard tonight.
Yeah, I was really proud of just the whole entire game. You know, it wasn't like we had a lot of spurts of bad and then good. We pretty much started from the very beginning. I felt like their focus was really good. Their energy was really good. Their effort was phenomenal. They didn't take off a play. They played every play. And that's what I told them. I go, you know, we're really good, but only if you play every play the best you can play, not five and then take off five and so on. So I'm super proud of them. I thought they really, really worked hard and earned it and, you know, deserved it. So.
And sometimes you forget how good the team on the other side really is, and that's a really good team. And when they came back and won that second set, I looked at Jared and I said, hey, that's some adversity right now this MAC team's looking at. How are they going to respond? And they responded well.
Well, you know, I was not worried because I felt like we were playing right, but you literally had it there. You know, you had a three-set winner if you wanted to look at it that way. But it's a really, really good team, top seven team in the country, and – you know, you're never going to take and just be able to walk away and have 5-6 points used on a team like that. We just kept working hard, making them have to make, you know, the mistakes. We didn't make a lot of mistakes. I mean, we had a couple hitting errors there, pass here, serve there, whatever. But for the most part, I thought we stayed really focused, had energy, talk, and aggressiveness. And that's I know has that if that team plays like that, they're pretty good. Our team's pretty good.
How much do you put into – I know the kids probably look at it a lot more when they see a ranked team that's ahead of you. It's kind of fun to beat them, and maybe gives them a little more incentive, but in the end, is there a lot put into that at all?
Well, I mean, it's one of those deals where I told them in the back of the locker room just now, it's like, that's how you can play every day. Doesn't matter who you play. But you can't beat number 7 and play like that and then come out against number 50 and not play hard. Like, you have to hold yourself to accountable, and it's – you know, volleyball's momentum, it's hard to do all the time, but – if they really want something, that's how we can play. But if they're kind of like, eh, we're going to win, they don't play the same intensity, and then next thing you know, it's 23-23, and you lose a game 25-23. You know, like, so, I mean, I thought they really worked hard tonight. They're focused the entire time. Not one or two little mistakes messed us up, made us have downers or, you know, like, looking like our dog died type thing. You know, it's just, we just come right back, talked about it, got the next point or two.
I tell you what, it seemed like every night time we looked around, you had players like Olivia Shaw, Gabrielle Dembariski, you had Duda Passos and others that just stepped up when you needed it the most. Even after a mistake, the next play, they're back at it and they come up with a big play.
Yeah, I mean, if we're all focused and we're on, we have 5 or 6 players that can play, you know, and you got to guard more than just one. So I'm happy they came out and played with that intensity and that kind of focus. It wasn't quite that way against Jeffco Tuesday night. You know, we won that one, but we didn't play like that. We didn't have that same desire and drive like that. So good to see. Super glad I seen it, but now I expect it.
So now you're probably going to get Indian Hills. I think they're the next opponent. Is that right?
No, John A. Logan tomorrow.
John A. Logan tomorrow night.
And Indian Hills Saturday.
And then Indian Hills on Saturday. So how do you keep them from coming down off this high?
Well, especially because you're looking at, okay, we want to play number 7. We want to play number 17 or 18, Indian Hills, and Johnny Logan's a good team. I mean, watch them play while they go. They're not ranked. So you got to keep from thinking that, oh, well, this will be an easier one. We're looking tomorrow. It's hard to do. I mean, you're reminding them. You're telling them. But they got to figure it out just like this. They got to go out and compete on their own. They got to make it work themselves. And not, I can't play for them, you know. So, but good win tonight. Hopefully we'll carry over tomorrow.